Okay, so again, we are very lucky to have the eminent second Lita Kwadi lawyer, Lawyer Supi Benti Angel. Lawyer Benti Angel has already been on Africa Talks. We conducted an interview with him, I think, about 5-6 years ago on the constitution making process, a very important well-watched YouTube video I have on Africa Talks channel. Today we are going to talk to him more about civic matters in Sekembe Takoradi. Welcome, Supi.
Thank you.
You've been in this city for quite some time. I remember in our last email, in our last conversation on what I have on YouTube, you said it was not your intention really to stay in Takoradi as such, but circumstances led to your being here. Can you tell us briefly about how long you've been in Takoradi, how you came to Takoradi, and how you find Takoradi in this present condition?
Well, I read law in England, and I was called to the bar in 1967. I guess about that time, one of my cousins, the late Charles Kram, was a very leading member of the bar, chairman of a number of national commissions, and he was established here, and he invited me. And you know, Accra was at the time very crowded with lawyers, so I decided to start here. But before long, I was traveling all over the whole country.
That's how I did. And, okay. You know, so, in what year did you arrive in Takoradi?
1967 October.
Okay. And you've been in, I must say, we are sitting at the very well located chambers of Supi Benti Angel. I know as the Liberation Road, I think that's on the name now.
Kofi Annan Road.
Oh, it's Kofi Annan, this is Kofi Annan Road. Okay.
That's it was the Prince of Wales Road,
sir. Yes. Right on top of the Barclays Bank, for those of you who know Takoradi, the Barclays Bank in the city center.
The oldest colonial bank.
Yes. Have you been involved with the city government at all in these various incarnations, STCC, STMA and so on?
Not really, but I've known people get involved and consulted me on a number of occasions. In fact, even they invited me to offer to name a street to my house after my name.
Okay, excellent.
And I've got records of that.
Excellent. But
any time I had a national appointment, like a member of the Committee of Experts, drafting the National Constitution, or appointment as the co-chairman of the Ghana Cote d'Ivoire Border Evacuation, I mean, they used to seek my views on a number of things.
Yes, excellent. But what's your impression about the quality of local government over the years?
My personal opinion, I must say, there's so much which can be done to improve things. Management, they only believe in bringing notices, telling people you are staying in a residential area, your tax, your fees you have to pay for the area. But they don't mind what the condition is. You go there, you see trash all over the place.
My house, which is a permanent
one of the places where in the past the only white men, if I may say, foreigners lived there. Things like that.
It's a first class residential area. You pay your property taxes and go back. You don't get equivalent services from the assembly.
The weeds on the part of the road is coming to the main road. I asked them to come and clear. They said they had no money. I have to engage workers, laborers to go and weed the sides of the road. I mean, how do you call this good money? And I tell them in their face, but they all say, oh, it's not our fault, there's no money. This morning, one of the water pipelines got bust. Yesterday I went and reported because of that. There's no flow to my house. I went and reported them yesterday. They said, we'll come and do it today. I said, even I was prepared to get a driver to take them. They said, no, they'll come. They went and saw them. They saw what was wrong. They said, we'll come tomorrow, not today. This morning I went and said they have problem. They don't have the money to go and buy what they need to prepare. I said, what is ridiculous? If you tell the Bahama, he spent so much on the political campaign here, and he doesn't see that the senator is there. They said, they appear with me, please, that they will find their own money to go and do that. I said, if you like, I'll pay again the machine, and I'll go and blast them in front of traffic.
Super. So what can we do? What can we do to improve the situation?
You need a very resourceful town engineer, city engineer, a city manager, executive officer, resourceful people who can push the lazy workers around.
As of now, a big part of what they're trying to do is to improve the internal management of their tax raising activities. I guess like better computer programs and so on and so forth. Like if you come to property rates, I guess more information on the valuation and go. Would you think this is an appropriate focus?
Appropriate if they would take join with the responsibility, what goes with it? You take you raise property rates, and if they don't see to the environment, what's out to be, it's absolute nonsense.
Thank you very much, Sri. Very precise. Absolutely nonsense. So, if you are raising more revenue,
you
have to provide more services.
Services, social responsibility. Then you have no sense of social responsibility at the place at all.
Thank you very much.
They have no sense.
As usual, direct and straight to the point. Thank you. We've been listening to Supi Bentiecho, very senior lawyer in Takoradi. Past president of the regional bar for the Western region, past vice president, the vice chairman of the national bar in Ghana. Thank you, sir.
And I've attended conference several times on behalf of the bar.
Thank you.
At my own expense.
Oh, I see.
I don't know that they have no money.
Okay. But do you remember some of the places you went to?
Oh, London, Hague, Norway, several European
countries. Congratulations.
And Nigeria, we had a fantastic.
Thank you very much. Again, Supi Bentiecho.